Our guest is Lennox Lai, Director of Financial Markets at OKX, and we wanted to take a closer look at the crypto space. So there's a lot we don't know about what has happened with FTX, and we will surely find out more as time goes by. One of the things I'm curious about, so FTX was the third biggest crypto exchange. Binance was number one, Coinbase number two. Does what's happened to FTX make the others look stronger, or does everybody look weaker because of this?
I think I would say everybody look weaker because FTX is one of the top tier exchanges. So we mentioned that they're top breeders in terms of a lot of different kind of metrics. So this kind of drama obviously undermine the reputation and confidence of the industry, especially to the centralized exchanges.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really underpins the need for more regulation, too. The concern here is who could be next? I mean, is this kind of like a Lehman moment for crypto?
It's very close to a Lehman moment for crypto. It looked like a really big counterparty because of over leverage or trading. So a lot of people that involve currently. I don't say FTX right now is bankrupt or file for bankruptcy. But I do know is a lot of counterparty, which is a lot of client, a lot of trading firms, also crypto companies, where is money or crypto fund is being locked up within FTX right now. Whether or not there will be any contagious effect that some other firm, some other institutional may experience liquidity crunch or liquidity issues. We don't know yet.
Many would probably not want to see a lot more government regulation, although I'm sure there are plenty who would like to see that. But at least the board's oversight should be there. And that's more like self-regulation. But in this case, I think you had the two founders and one employee, and it just didn't turn out to be enough to really oversee the operations of FTX.
I know they are operating in the very, very, very low, hack cons factions. They like to do something like this. So it's very difficult to imagine that how they operate internally, whether or not they have a sufficient segregation of power. But back to your question. In terms of government or in terms of regulation?
Well, for instance, commingling of funds. I mean, this is something that there should be. I mean, the board should have said this is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm not particularly sure whether there's 100% commingling of client money. Maybe it just Alameda is one of the biggest clients of FTX. So they do have some kind of segregation of money, but also they have oversizes of all kind of credit facility to one client, one single client.
Can you tell us a little bit more about, I guess, what you know with relation to FTX? Do we know or do we understand that you had been speaking to Sam Bankman-Fried?
Not frequently. Just recently that we understood that they might have liquidity issues around November 8th, and they're looking for whether or not we can have a strategic partnerships by actually helping them a little bit in terms of short-term liquidity.
Yeah, Lennox, I'm curious what your own kind of safeguards will be from here. I mean, are there some steps that you're taking as a result of this to reassure markets about what you guys do?
Obviously, the industry, not just OKX, is right now the highest priority, the substantial increase our transparency, especially the fact that to prove to the user that every token that you deposit on the OKX, every token that you see on the OKX app is 100% backed by a physical token on behind. What we can do right now is to employ a third-party auditor and arrange a proof of reserve. At the moment, it's going to happen within 30 days.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about OKX. You've got a Dubai license. You're taking on Singapore too for the crypto crown here. Where do you see the industry in the next sort of 5 years?
I think the industry will be, I think at least starting from this year, starting with this incident of next year's, we see two trends. The very first trend is the need the industry would be looking for transparency and segregation, especially of client money. The third part would be the regulations are mostly ready. I mean, the regulation across many, many jurisdictions are getting a lot more robust framework on what related to an exchange business like us about how we can fit in terms of license. Dubai, Bahamas, Singapore, Hong Kong, we all see different kind of framework is relatively ready for us to apply. So OKX, maybe other major exchanges, they won't just incorporate us in some offshore entity jurisdiction anymore. They were going to be regulated in multiple jurisdictions.
How bad do you think the fallout will be from FTX with other companies that, let's say, have heavy exposure there?
Yeah, the rumors said that they have a whole loopholes around, maybe 7 to 9 billion. So that is the kind of money, or that is maybe some of the laws related to Alameda. So I think the dust is yet to be settled, and we need to know that who will be the. I think the industry might need to know that who will be the biggest creditors related to FTX/Alameda affiliates.
All right, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate the time, Lennox Lai, the Director of Financial Markets at OKX.